From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his country is facing a regional and international onslaught, what he calls a real war. In a speech to Syria's parliament today, he said the Syrian people have rejected international meddling in the country. His remarks were his first public comment since the massacre in Hula. The BBC's Jim Muir reports that President Assad said even monsters would not have carried out such an act and that it should prompt an end to the bloodshed.
Anybody hoping that President Assad's first public speech since January might open up some lines of advance towards a solution will have been disappointed. He repeated his regime's long-standing argument that it's facing not an internal political crisis, but an outside plot using domestic instruments to destroy the country because of its resistance to Israel. That imposed war, as he called it, had failed through all its cycles. First popular disturbances, then armed action, then terrorist assassinations and bomb attacks, and now, he said, attempts to stir up sectarian strife through such atrocities as the massacre at Hula.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. The U.S., meanwhile, is seeking Russian help to end the violence in Syria. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked with her Russian counterpart this weekend to try to persuade Moscow to help come up with a solution. Russia is an important Syrian ally and opposes foreign intervention there. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is traveling throughout Asia, and today he became the most senior U.S. official to visit the former U.S. military base at Cameron Bay since the Vietnam War ended. NPR's Larry Abramson is traveling with the secretary.
This is the USNS Byrd. It's a supply ship that's being repaired here. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta visited this ship in order to show U.S. interest in having more ships visit this port, Cameron Bay, and in order to tell the Vietnamese that he would like to have a deeper partnership with them. The U.S. is trying to enhance its footprint in the Pacific, and countries like Vietnam that are friendly to the U.S. and not so friendly to China are key to that relationship. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Cameron Bay, Vietnam.
A raging wildfire that's burned more than 350 square miles in southwestern New Mexico is still only 15% contained. From member station KUNM, Elaine Baumgartel has the latest on the massive fire.
The Whitewater Baldy Complex fire is burning in rugged terrain, and officials have called in an elite crew of firefighters who drop from helicopters. But Fire Information Officer Lee Bentley says the crew has not been able to deploy.
Right now, where the fire is and everything, it's just too dangerous to put them in there. As deep as those canyons are there, we don't feel it's completely safe.
Bentley says it's easy to put the heli repellers in, but much more difficult to get them out. Over 1,200 firefighters are battling the blaze, which is the largest active fire in the nation and the largest wildfire in New Mexico history. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Baumgartel in Albuquerque.
This is NPR. Police suspect drug cartel violence after five burned bodies were found inside the shell of a charred sport utility vehicle in the Arizona desert. Authorities believe it's the same vehicle that fled from Border Patrol agents earlier this weekend. It was found only 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. It's an area that Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiu says is known for drug smuggling.
This is a known drug and human smuggling corridor in the Vecal Valley. We have had people in shootouts there with the cartels. We have had bodies dumped there, dead, that were murdered elsewhere.
Across the ocean in Britain, more than 1,000 boats are getting sent to sail down the Thames in a couple of hours as part of festivities marking Queen Elizabeth's 60 years on the throne. Diamond Jubilee festivities also include a royal carriage procession through London and a pop concert outside Buckingham Palace. Larry Miller reports many Britons don't need to travel far from home to take part in the celebrations.
More than 10,000 street parties are happening over this Jubilee weekend on red, white, and blue plastered Elmwood Road in Chiswick, West London. Hundreds of locals celebrate with free food and drink. One of them, John Barrett, explains why he thinks the Queen is important.
She's fantastic for us, fantastic for the country.
How relevant is she today?
Unbelievably so. Since the death of Diana, she's come back stronger. I admire her more than any other person. Any politician.
David Farmery has another reason for supporting the Queen.
It's not the power she has, it's the power she denies to someone else. We couldn't have a dictator if we got a Queen.
Another resident describes the Queen as the rock that holds the country together. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.